How do you react to how other people treat your music? Do you kind of get the records and cringe, or do you take it as a compliment?
Well, I take it as a compliment. I find it very flattering that people would want to do it. Part of me does cringe, though. I mean, I hear it in the, to be perfectly honest, I hear in my mind, I hear it in the original version, you know, and then when I heard the disco version of it by Miko, which is such a great success, I listened to it once and then kind of put it out of my mind. I appreciate it and respect what it is, and to say it again, I'm flattered by it, but it's not my own kind of mental image of what the music should be. So I think that, I mean, I think in any composer's mind, there is one version of what it is he writes, and that's whether rightly or wrongly, the definitive one, or the right-sounding one inside of his head. And other interpretations may be better, maybe more interesting, more have more vitality, whatever. But still, the original one still rings in one's ear. So to me personally, I don't go about listening to all the other versions. I'm grateful for them, I must say that, but I don't sit and listen to them endlessly.
Because Star Wars is now included in the RCA series of classic film scores. Do you regard it as a classic?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't say that. It is included in that classic film score, and that's one, that is an exception, that record, I think. I heard it yesterday. It was done by Chuck Gerhardt, you know, the National Philharmonic. And it is, first of all, it's a suite, so it's not, it isn't rearranged as the Miko records are, or the other cover records are. It's the same, it's physically the same music. And it's a marvelous rendition by Gerhardt. It's also been done by Zubin Mehta with the LA Philharmonic. That's a good record too. But I mean the rearrangements of it are the ones that not off-putting. It isn't that. It's just that they don't coincide with the original sort of oral privately held vision of the thing.